Hello, and welcome to The Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airlift Wing. I'm Lieutenant DeJuan Haley. It's UTA weekend, and joining us is Wing Commander Colonel Brian Priest, Deputy Wing Commander Colonel Richard Switzer, and Command Chief Master Sergeant Jeff King. Colonel Priest, what are your priorities for this drill weekend?
Good morning, Lieutenant Haley. Thanks for having us. Good to be here with you guys as we get ready for September drill. I'm only going to talk probably less than 5 minutes. Going to touch on some things since last month, talk about this drill, and then go briefly into next drill. So starting with last month, definitely the saddest announcement I've ever made on this podcast, and something I think many of you are aware of, but we lost one of our brothers, Airman First Class Jacob Casebolt, passed away in a tragic accident. And he is terribly missed. He was looked upon by the members of COM and his family here as just an energetic, happy, outstanding airman with an incredible future. So I want to thank the airmen. I want to thank the honor guard who helped recognize him and take care of the family. And he will not be forgotten. He will be missed. Moving on. So the nation asked for our support, the West Virginia National Guard in the nation's capital. And we responded. I want to thank the airmen that volunteered. I also want to thank the members of the wing who helped make it happen. So this was a short notice. We have to get orders for these folks. We have to get transportation, lodging, equipment, supplies. This was all done over a weekend. I monitored it as the team did all the work, and it was outstanding. So to those who volunteered and to those who made it happen, just great work by all. Moving into this drill, we have a couple important events. One is Chief John Lowe is retiring. Chief Lowe is in maintenance, long story career in maintenance. Outstanding maintainer, and he's going to be missed. That'll be on Saturday of drill. I want to congratulate Chief Lowe and wish him well. And then we also have the medical group change of command, where Lieutenant Colonel John Adams will assume command from Colonel Yancey Short. Colonel Yancey Short had an outstanding tenure as the medical group command. The group was very successful, and I expect the same from Lieutenant Colonel Adams. So congratulations to both of those men. I hope we use the rest of this drill just to, you know, like every drill, it's important that we work on our deployment readiness and we work on being good at our job. Those are the two things that are really important that we should always continue to focus on any drill, and this drill just as much importance there as ever. Sunday morning, we'll have a fitness event, which I think maybe Chief King, you're going to touch on that a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I won't say much about that, but fitness is part of our readiness, and as he talks about that, I also want to, you know, give my support to a very important part of being ready to serve. Moving into next drill in October, that's going to be a really big drill for this wing. So 2025 makes 50 years. We've been operating the C-130 here at the 130th Airlift Wing. That's a big accomplishment, and we're going to celebrate that. More details will come later. I won't get into that, but that'll be on Saturday morning, kind of late morning. Retirees are invited. We're going to have a fun time, and we'll just congratulate those who made it happen in the past and also thank those who are currently making it happen. That we operate the C-130 safely and effectively and support our nation and our state. And then prior to that morning, I don't think this is something very few people don't know already, but we're going to have a wing change of command. Colonel Switzer is going to assume command that morning, tentatively scheduled for 9 o'clock as a wing formation. I want to say congratulations to Colonel Switzer. The wing is in fantastic hands with him. He is a great leader, and I'm really excited for him, and we'll talk more about that probably next month, but congratulations, Colonel.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
So that's it for me. So just going back to last month again, terribly, terribly sorry that we lost such an incredible airman, and he will be missed but not forgotten. I want to thank those who have answered the nation's call yet again. I hope we spend this drill getting better at what we do and honor those who have served and retired or making new steps in their career. And then we get ready for change that's coming up next month, and that's a positive change. So all good things. And with that, I'll turn it over to Colonel Switzer.
All right. Good morning, sir. And DeJuan, Lieutenant Haley, thanks for having us today. It's good to be back here talking about all the great things. And to your point, sir, sometimes things that we have to deal with in the wing aren't so great. And obviously talking about Airman Casebolt. And, you know, I didn't know him personally. I'm not even sure I ever had a chance to interact with him. But I would just say the entire experience around such a tragic event, obviously very difficult for people close to Jake, as he was known within the comp squadron and amongst his friends and family. It's a very difficult thing when you deal with a tragedy like that. But I know from the family's perspective and from his friends, his church community, they really were grateful for all the outpouring from the wing. And it is an example. One, it's a reminder to all of us that our time here on earth and within this organization is limited, and that tomorrow is not promised to anybody. And while I didn't know Jake personally, after the memorial service, I felt like I did. I just listening to all the testimonials and everything, and I would say that Chief Gardner from COM, who knew, you know, as a family friend of Jake's, just did an outstanding job talking about the way he lived his life, which is an example to everybody about how we should take advantage of the time that we have. And it's also a reminder of how extraordinary the airmen within this organization are. Secondly, and the only other thing that I have to offer was participating in the interment or burial ceremony, as you and I did, and presenting flags to the family was a humbling experience.
It was.
And it reminded me of, you know, that's one of the calls and one of the responsibilities of us as leaders, is that sometimes you have to do those difficult things. But even in that moment, you know, I was in awe of how well the honor guard and the rest of the wing did in supporting the family at the cemetery. And I know we're going to talk about this at Commander's Call, but I just want to recognize the honor guard again, and also use this platform and this opportunity to put out a call for additional volunteers to the honor guard. You know, we've had a handful of folks over the last few years who really have carried the load. And if you are thinking about a way that you can contribute to the organization beyond what you're assigned to do within your individual unit or as an individual airman, NCO, or what have you, this is an opportunity where you can do that, and it is so important. We hope that we don't ever have to do something like that again, but our experience tells us that those things, they're going to happen, and the fact that we were able to provide that level of service and honor young Jake the way that he deserves to be honored and support his family in that way, it's just part of what we need to continue to do here. So I'm grateful to the Honor Guard, all those individuals past and present that have taken on that additional duty. And I implore any of you that are out there listening who would want to provide additional value to the organization and contribute it in a way that maybe you don't get to within the bounds of your AFSC or your role in your unit, to think about doing that. It's very important.
Agreed.
That's all I have for this month, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. Chief King?
Well, hello, everyone. Good to be back with you on the podcast once again. I don't have much to go over today, but I am going to go over to MWR events, talk about a thought I've had here recently, and end on a thank you. So the first MWR event I'd like to go over, as Colonel Priest kind of alluded to earlier, was the Sunday Fun Run Challenge and the Breakfast of Champions. So that run's going to start at 6 o'clock. They're going to be at the firehouse. And I noticed the statement's got a pretty good course run outside on the exterior of the flight line. And I've said this before, but I mean, I don't think there's any better way to start your day on the flight line, seeing the sun come up and doing a little fitness together. Yep. You know, and I just encourage everybody to come out, support that run if you want to. But if you don't come out the run, at 7 o'clock starts the Breakfast of Champions. And they also have some fitness activities that should be fun as well. But, you know, group fitness is typically fun. You're sharing it with somebody. Mm-hmm. You're building morale, and you're around your friends. So encourage everyone to come out for that. Again, 6 o'clock starts to run. 7 o'clock is the Breakfast of Champions, and you can do the other fitness challenges they'll have that day. The second event I'll go over is September 18th. So that's the Air Force birthday. We're doing a 5K run down at the Capitol and a 2K walk down there as well. And that's open to anybody. So if you Army, Air, friends, family, spread the word. Whoever wants to come down and participate in that. And again, you know, that's not, we're doing like the 5K run and 2K walk, but it's not award winning, right? It's out there so we can build that camaraderie again and build morale. So just come out and have a good time that morning. Hopefully the weather can.
Are you saying we're not going to compete while we're out there running, Chief?
We're not competing. I know that you and Chief Milton have a little competition going on, which will be good to hear. So, yeah, so come out and support that again. That's 7:30 on September 18th, Air Force birthday. So the thought I had here recently, and I had this thought yesterday, and I'll tell a little story about it, but it's attention to detail. So mm-hmm. I've heard this phrase a couple of times now throughout the last few months around the wing, and then yesterday it kind of hit me, attention to detail. So yesterday I made two mistakes, and I was like, beat myself up about these two mistakes. I'm like, why did I make these mistakes? And it's because I was rushing. So I had these two projects I want to get done before I went to our next meeting, and in my head, I was like, hey, I don't have enough time to do it. I'm just going to do it and get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Well, I did, but I made two mistakes on it. And going back and thinking about it, I kind of thought about the saying, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. So in my head, I was like, I probably had time to put more time into those projects. So I wouldn't make those two mistakes before I sent it out. And so if I would just throttle back a little bit and been a little bit more smoother, it'd been faster because I wouldn't have that. We'll go back and correct my stuff. Yeah. If we pay attention, well, let me say first, small mistakes have big impacts. And I've seen that at least once on the wing here recently. And it's not any particular group or squadron, but, for example, some roll calls have been mismarked throughout the wing, various mm-hmm. squadrons. So that has a financial impact. Either somebody's not getting paid, somebody's getting overpaid, but an airman is being impacted financially, which is, typically is a burden for them. So that's a small detail that we didn't pay attention to. So I think if we pay attention to some details, it helps us deliver accuracy, efficiency, and professionalism, which is what we're trying to get after. So I would just ask you, slow down a little bit. We have more time than what we think. And so slow is smooth. Smooth is fast. Just keep that in mind, please. And then I'm going to end on a thank you. So Colonel Priest, Colonel Switzer, you mentioned, you know, everyone's thinking, Jake Caseball, you mentioned the DC operations. In both of those events, people stepped up big time.
Yeah, they did.
You know, there were so many people that raised their hand that said, hey, I want to help. I want to do this. So thank you for everyone that's responsive and ready to go. And that's all I have.
Thanks, Chief. Thanks, guys.
And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at www.130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies delivering freedom with courage. Stay ready to go.